With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's been an arrest in connection with a mass shooting plot centered on New Orleans.
A former law enforcement officer is charged with planning a mass shooting in New Orleans. Christopher Gillum was arrested in Florida and was found with a handgun and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. Gillum is white, and investigators say he was planning to kill black people at a music festival in New Orleans. The festival wasn't named. But the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, commonly known as Jazz Fest, is underway. Police in North Carolina say Gillum's family there reported him missing, and he has a history of self-harm. Paperwork was being prepared to voluntarily commit Gillum for psychiatric treatment. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's been a deadly shooting at the Mall of Louisiana in Baton Rouge, with one person dead and five others wounded.
Police Chief T.J. Moore says two groups arguing in the food court started shooting at each other. Several people have been arrested.
We are still asking for all of the help from the community, any videos that you have, cell phone videos. I can also report right now that we have five suspects in custody.
Moore says there is no ongoing threat to the public. The mayor of Lafayette, Monique Boulay, says three of the victims were high school students from Ascension Episcopal School. On Sunday in Louisiana, a father shot eight children, including seven of his own, in an attack on his family in Shreveport. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Trump says Israel and Lebanon have agreed to extend a ceasefire between Israel and the Hezbollah militant group by 3 weeks after talks at the White House. Mr. Trump said the meeting Thursday between the Israeli and Lebanese ambassadors, the second in the past week, went very well. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 179 points, the Nasdaq dropped 219. This is SRN News. The Southern Poverty Law Center has been indicted on federal fraud charges alleging it improperly paid informants to infiltrate extremist groups without disclosing the payment to donors. The Justice Department says the civil rights group defrauded donors by using their money to fund the same extremism that it claims to be fighting. The SPLC denies the charges. They've charged several Christian ministries as hate groups. Christians weigh in on artificial intelligence in the pulpit.
A new poll from Lifeway Research asks Protestant churchgoers how they would feel if they discovered that their pastor was using AI to help him prepare his sermons. 44% say they have no problem with it. 43% say they would be unhappy about it. And 13% can't make up their mind. The survey also reveals that 61% of believers are worried about the effect AI might have on Christianity in this country. Michael Harrington reporting.
Struggling Spirit Airlines may get a helping hand from the U.S. government. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more on the story.
A lawyer for Spirit Airlines says the struggling budget carrier is in advanced talks with the government on a financing deal that would help it emerge from bankruptcy. Creditors have expressed concerns about Spirit's ongoing viability as the Iran war drives up jet fuel prices. President Trump stoked speculation of a lifeline this week when he encouraged a buyer to rescue the airline and suggested the federal government could help to keep Spirit afloat. Bob Agnew reporting.
Fernando Mendoza's journey from overlooked two-star recruit to the top of the NFL draft is complete after the Las Vegas Raiders took him with the first pick on Thursday night. Turning the Raiders into a contender is the next challenge for the Heisman Trophy winner who led Indiana to its first national championship. More details at srnnews.com.